In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we heard a epistle where the apostle tells us that we must learn to actually to forgive everybody. For the Lord had forgiven all of us first. And when we think about it, you know that the Lord gave us a prayer, our Father, and it says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now, the awesome, as St. John of Kronstadt says, that it means that if we don't forgive the our debtors, then God will not forgive us our debts. So the apostle tells us that we must forgive. And when we start to think about it, how can we even address or cry out to our Lord if we still hold a grudge against somebody? So right now, look in your heart and see, do you hold a grudge against anybody? Now, is there something that you cannot forgive somebody? Well, if that is the case, then right now, do it. Forgive. Forgive, because then you have entrance. You'll be able to talk to the Lord. You'll be able to ask Him things, and God will listen to you. Because as long as we hold a grudge, as long as you and I cannot forgive somebody something, God will not pay attention to our pleas. And of course, you know, our pleas is always asking God for something, asking God. But there is some other part. You know, the gospel today, we hear that there were 10 very sick people at that time, lepers, that they were afraid even to come near to other people because they were considered so contagious, and they were isolated and kept away from the people, and they didn't dare to come over to the Lord, but on a distance they cried out for help from him, and the Lord just didn't do anything. There were 10 of them. He just said, go to the priest and show yourself. And as they went to the priest, they got all cleansed and they were all healed. And one of them came back and came to the Lord, went on his knees and thanked God and him for that healing. And he was a foreigner, he was a Samaritan, he was not of the same faith. And the Lord asked the question, well, there were 10 of them that got healed. Where is the rest of the 9? Where's the 9? They didn't give him thanks. They didn't give thanks to the Lord. And isn't that what we sometimes do? We do not give thanks to the Lord for everything that He gives us. But, you know, most of our crying out to the Lord is begging Him to do something, give something to us or to somebody else. Most of it is pleading for something, but we have so little of thanking, so little prayer of glorifying the Lord, of thanking Him for what He has given us, the life itself, and for what He has given us, sustaining that life, for the daily bread, for everything that He gives us all the time. We do not show the gratitude, and we do not show, and we do not glorify Him. Why is it that? Why is it that? I'm thinking about it. Why don't we have the gratitude for the Lord? Why don't we have the want to glorify Him? And why? Well, I think the answer is very simple. It's because we don't have enough love. I think if we had enough love for the Lord, we would glorify Him, and we would thank Him, would be grateful to Him, and we would be going around singing psalms to Him, and then being always with Him, feeling His presence, knowing that He is everywhere present and filling us all things, that He is everywhere, always with us, and we would not lose sight of Him. This is what love would do. So, my beloved, let's try to learn a lesson from today's readings. And the first lesson is, let us not even dare to approach the Lord until we first forgive our brothers, whether that may be a husband, a wife, or children and parents, no matter who it is, or neighbors, or even other countries. But we cannot hold grudges We cannot hold grudges. We must forgive before we can approach our Lord. And when we approach the Lord, do not expect that the Lord is going to answer to you immediately. He listens to you. He listens to us. He hears us. But not every time He will answer us, in the sense of giving us what we're asking for. And why is that? Not because He doesn't want to, because He doesn't love us, because He knows that it's not going to be beneficial for us in the long run. Many times we ask something of the Lord, and actually we don't know, but whatever we're asking at this point, if we get it, is not going to be good for us. If we receive that when He gives it today, maybe it shouldn't be received today. Maybe if we receive it today, we become proud, and it's going to go to our detriment. And He knows that. We don't know that. So sometimes we have to ask over and over, and He gives us a precedence that in that. He tells us about the widow that comes to a bad judge and keeps on badgering him and asking him to do something for her, and he didn't want to do it. But then finally he says, well, I better do it so that I will satisfy her once, so that she won't be bothering me all the time. But the Lord is a million times better than that unjust judge. If He doesn't answer our prayers, it's only for one simple reason. It's because we're not ready for it, or somebody else is not ready for it. But the main thing is that it causes us to continue to cry out to Him. We haven't learned to glorify Him. We haven't learned to give Him thanks for things. And my beloved, let's try to learn to grow spiritually. We have to learn to grow. We have to know that He is our Father, that He is a Father that has so much love that He gave His only begotten Son for us, to die for us on the cross, on a terrible death. He did that because to prove that He loves us. You think He wouldn't do anything else? As St. John of Kronstadt said, that if He gave His only Son to die for us, is there anything more precious to Him? Is there anything that He would not do and give to us when He gave His own Son? Of course not. There's nothing that's going to be more or more important. He gave the most important thing. And if He gave His Son, He can give us anything. But only if we are going to benefit from it, because He never gives anybody anything that's not going to benefit Him. And that's our Lord is God of love, but He wants one thing from us more than anything else, is that we learn to forgive each other, no matter what anybody does, whether it's your brother, whether it's your father, whether it's your husband, your wife, it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's your neighbor. But if he offended you or hurt you in one way or another, or devastated you, it doesn't matter. Or put a knife into your heart, it doesn't matter. You have to learn to forgive. I have to learn to forgive if we are to have access to the love of the Lord, because that's what He did. He forgave everybody. He forgave everybody, took their sins upon Himself and freed them from that hell. And this is what He is willing to do for us. But there is a condition. The condition is that we must, from our own heart, we must forgive. We must forgive, no matter how tough it is, no matter how much we felt that it was hurting us. And the more we were hurt, the more precious it becomes to the Lord if we do forgive. Because it's not a big deal if you forgive somebody that says something that goes against your grain. That's not that much. But if somebody really hurts you, if somebody takes away even your life or years of your life, and you can forgive, that's so much higher, that you can get the reward for it from the Lord, because the Lord will appreciate it, because He saw it. He sees your struggles. He sees your hardships, how it was difficult for you to forgive, and you did it. You did it for Him because you love Him more than you love yourself. That's where the test comes in. Do you love God more than we love ourselves? Well, are we able to forgive everybody? If we are able to forgive, and not consider our own welfare better than anybody else's or more important than anybody else's, well, then we're starting to go on the right track. We're able to forgive. And if we forgive even the most worst offenses against us, then God will forgive our worst offenses against Him. It's simple as that. So, my beloved, let's try to learn. Let's try to learn to love God. To love God above all. More than we love ourselves. More than we love anything or anybody in the world. And if we do that, then we'll start clinging to Him. We'll start to hold on to Him. And then we'll understand how He said that somebody, a good pastor, goes after this lost sheep and is willing to pick him up and carry him and bring him to the shelter. And this is what you and I have to have in our heart, to be willing to bring those who have strayed away from the Lord, bring them back to the pasture, because there is no salvation outside of the pasture. So let us pray for those who have strayed away. And let's go with all our heart, break our heart if need to be, but to just cry out to the Lord to bring those who have strayed away from the church, from our Christ, from our beloved one. And if we do that and not think of ourselves and whether we have the strength or so, the strength will come. The strength will come from the Lord. Saints have proved that, today we celebrate especially three saints, and the three saints, one of them was Mina, the main one. He was a high official in the government of the emperor, and the emperor wanted him to go to Alexandria to bring order over there, because the whole city was turning to Christianity and he was a pagan. He wanted him to make sure that he can restore the pagantry back in the Alexandria. But he was actually a secret Christian, and he went there, and when he went there, he was able to get the laws changed over there, because he had the power from the emperor, and he gave the freedom for the Christians to profess their religion, and for the pagans also to have their freedom. But in the meantime, he had been going out and all the way and preaching about Christ. But not just with words. He was coming out and he was healing the sick, the lame, the blind, and all kinds of, and kicking out all the demons out of the people. He did all those things. And he was getting more and more of the Alexandrian people to become Christians. And finally the word came to the emperor, and the emperor sent another one who was going to be a fierce man, and sent him with an army to 10,000 people to control the city, to make sure that the Christianity doesn't spread. And this Mina was able to convert that man, but how did he convert? Well, first of all, by showing that he was totally well. But what happened to him before? Before, for Christ's sake, he didn't just go through some hardships that we are able to go through today. But he went through terrible things. He had his feet cut off, and after he had his feet cut, the skin taken off from the knees down, and they made him to stand like that. And then he continued to preach about Christ. They cut off his tongue, and after they cut off his tongue, he said, just before that, even if you can take my eyes out, I will still be able to glorify the Lord. And they did that. They took the eyes out, made them blind. They pulled out the eyes, and he just bowed his head down in submission to the Lord, accepting that as a will of God. And he was thrown into the dungeon to be, the next day, the ruler saw that he would be able to just throw the body out for the dogs and for the birds to eat. But in the night, 3 o'clock in the church time, the Lord came to him himself, and he healed him. He restored his speed. He had given back his eyes and the tongue, and he made him totally well. And the next day, when the ruler wanted him his body to be brought in the eyes of all the people to see, and how he's going to be thrown out to the dogs, he came totally by himself, led by the soldiers, which he of course converted, and he came and stood before him, totally healed. And this is the kind of miracles that the Lord can do. But he's almighty, he can do anything. Is there any wish that you may have, that you need to be done, that only the Lord can do? Well, there is no limits what the Lord can do. He can do anything. But you have to have the faith. The Lord had made it clear to us. He is asking us to have the faith, to believe in Him, to believe that He is almighty, and that He can do anything that we ask that is going to be for the salvation, whether it's our own or somebody else's. But don't ask for any foolish thing or things just of the world, because this is not important. Just ask for a salvation. And if we do that, then you're going to have backing on behind you the Mother of God and all the saints that we're celebrating today, and all the saints that were ever from the beginning. They're all going to help you. They're all going to ask for the Lord to give you a hand. But the condition is, make sure you don't hold a grudge against anybody. Make sure that you forgive anybody, whoever that did anything, whether it was from childhood up to your old age, whatever it is. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of our salvation, when we learn to forgive. So learn to forgive. Please forgive, and as my spiritual father, Saint Figueroa, the Metropolitan, said, the highest thing is never to judge. Learn to not to judge. If we can do that, we'll be able to have an easy way, easy access to the Lord's embrace, because that's what it is, to have to feel the Lord's embrace. This is to be covered with His grace, and to have the Lord to make His abode in our heart with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. Amen.